Another solution involves parents who work together as a group. For instance, parents can create rules where they all agree not to give phones till a specific age, such as 14 or 15. Another important step is making rules for companies so they cannot design apps that are too addictive, especially for children. It also means the cities should build more free parks and community centers where kids can play for free without needing a phone. When communities act collectively to change the rules of the environment, the social pressure to be always on begins to fade. Overall, Leela and the Phone Monster teach us that we can solve problems when we work together. In the end, we see the Phone Monster does not disappear, but it becomes smaller because the characters begin to see their personal struggles are part of the bigger problem in their community. The story shows us that when families, teachers, and kids work together to rebuild the social structure, they reclaim the bright and warm world that Leela and her family enjoy at the end of the book.